Chapter 83, The Walk to Emmaus. This chapter is based on. Late in the afternoon of the day of the resurrection, two disciples were on their way to Emmaus, a little town 8 miles from Jerusalem. These disciples had come to keep the Passover and were greatly perplexed by the events that had taken place. They had heard the news in regard to the removal of Christ's body and also the report of the women who had seen the angels and had met Jesus. Now returning home, they were talking over the scenes of the trial and crucifixion. Never had they been so utterly disheartened. On their journey they were joined by a stranger, but were so absorbed in their gloom that they did not observe him closely. They continued expressing the thoughts of their hearts, reasoning in regard to the lessons Christ had given, which they seemed unable to comprehend. Jesus longed to comfort them. He understood the conflicting, perplexing ideas that brought to their minds the thought, "Can this man, who suffered himself to be so humiliated, be the Christ?" They wept. Jesus longed to wipe away their tears and fill them with joy and gladness. But he must first give them lessons they would never forget. He said unto them, "What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk, and are sad?" And the one of them whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" They told him of their disappointment in regard to their master, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, but the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. With quivering lips they added, "We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Strange that they did not remember Christ's words, and that he had foretold that the third day he would rise again. The priests and rulers did not forget.